your off-season workouts here? How are things going in the weight room? You ready to get out here, I bet?
Yeah, so far so good. You know, Coach Luke Richardson and his staff got us working real hard. You know, it's good to be back with these guys, working again and getting closer to the season.
We spent a lot of time thinking about the idea of rushing the passer next to DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller at the same time.
Oh, yeah, you know, you think about that, but, you know, still we have a lot of guys who can rush the passer. So, you know, my focus is getting in this weight room, getting strong, and, you know, try to just get ready for the competition for the pass rush stuff on third down because we got, you know, T-Knight's a great pass rusher, Sly, and so just try to, you know, get ready to compete with those guys.
What do you think of the new guys they brought in? You got to get to know them a little better?
Oh, yeah, all good guys, man. You know, everybody came in here. Nobody's really too crazy or out there. Everybody's fun, just genuine guys, you know, nothing too serious.
When you saw that the Broncos had bolstered the defense in the offseason, what did you think?
It's time to get better. You know, it's just a competition. It's a business at the end of the day. Their job is to bring guys in and try to, you know, create competition. And that's what they're doing. So we just got to go out there and get ourselves right, get ready to work.
Malik, what are they in the meetings takeaways? You guys have done a little better the last couple of years, but I know you still would like to do better in that department. What is the key to takeaways?
Just swarm defense, you know, one guy getting the hat on the ball, the other guy coming in, stripping, getting the ball out. You know, we've been kind of watching our techniques these last few days as far as what we want to do last year, good and bad. And, you know, takeaway is a big part of that. And, you know, Coach Del Rio is really big on those. So we're going to work on that.
How much are you using the Super Bowl loss as motivation for the offseason?
Oh, we use it every day. You know, these workouts we come in, we know we say, you know, we lost by 35, so that's our motivation. And whenever somebody gets tired, you just say 35, and, you know, they start picking it up again. So, you know we got to come back strong this year. We had a disappointing loss, but, you know, that's last season. We're ready to move on.
Malik, how do you feel your progress is going in learning new pass rushing moves like rip, swim, spin, et cetera?
I mean, I think it's going good. You know, I had Elvis Diverville my first year, Sean Phillips last year. Now we got a great in D. Ware. So, you know, I'm pretty blessed to have these Pro Bowl guys in here who can actually teach me and I can just sit back and watch. So far, so good. You know, I just can't wait till we get on this field and I can kind of go through it full speed and do it.
You and Derek have kind of pushed each other. You have similar roles. How good would it be to have him back in there and get that competition?
Well, it's going to be great. You know, he went through an unfortunate thing last year, and, you know, I just had to step up and be ready, and luckily I was. And, you know, it's going to be good to have him back and in rotation, him healthy. Just having him around, it'll be real good for us.
Your arms look bigger.
Do they? I appreciate it.
What is this? Any more weight?
I'm about 290 right now, so I'll just try to stay around there. You know, I know when camp comes, it's gonna fall off fast, so just gotta, you know, bulk up now.
What's the significance of the tattoo with the dog and the weight?
Oh, that's my pit bull back in California. I have three of them, so just like it's my dog. Yeah.
Can you guys be a great defense when you have a great offense? It seems like it's hard for teams to have. It's a one or the other deal.
I think so. You know, I think last year we were pretty good defense. You know, I mean, offense does is what they do. They can't go out and play defense for us, and we can't go play offense for them. And, you know, Coach Del Rio and Coach Fox expects a lot of us, and we got to go out there and do it. So I know we can, and we will be.
How long did it take you to be able to go back and watch the Super Bowl?
Say that again?
How long did it take you to be able to go back and watch the Super Bowl?
To be honest with you, we kind of just left alone. You know, after the game, it was one of those things where, you know, you just, guys are gone, it's a new season, you know, you don't really know what, it's over, you know. We know what happened, and, yeah, that's it.
So you don't have it on your DVR at home? Danny said he has it on his DVR and watches it a lot.
Nah, I don't. I mean, I know what happened, so, you know, I don't.
Have you watched it once yet?
No, I'm not even gonna lie. No, it's one of those things where you play, and, you know, I'm pretty good on knowing how the game went after the game, and, you know, we didn't do too well, so you just put it past you and just get ready for the next year.
Does it seem like you guys just played that game? I mean, it seems like it's back around really fast.
Not really. You know, I think after that game, we kind of all just kind of was ready just to let loose. And so we went off, you know, I went back to L.A. and just kind of relaxed, you know, and I was kind of ready to come back. It didn't come back fast enough for me. So, you know, just it was a good break, nice, decent break, but I'm glad we're back.
What would you think if the Broncos had another pass rusher in the draft?
Good. I mean, you know, it'd be good for us to come in here and get some more competition, you know, some battle for the third down pass rush stuff, and, you know, it'll be good for everybody.
Malik, the alleged Donald Sterling comments, what are your thoughts? Are you surprised at this day and age to hear comments like that?
I mean, I've heard bits and pieces of it. I really haven't heard too much about it. You know, I really don't have too much to say about that at all, you know, to be honest with you. Not too much to say at all about that.
keeping up with the Avalanche at all in their playoff run?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping to actually go to a game. So, you know, see if anybody has some free tickets around here to help me out with, you know. I appreciate it.
They got to win one more at least.
Yeah, you know, I think they will. I know they will. They will.
All right. Anything else, guys?
All right, thanks, Malik.
Thanks, Malik.